Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Welcome to our Media Vision Weekend. And Watoto Church, I believe that is a great, great, great church. And today we're going to celebrate the many things that God has been able to do as a result of what we have done. But also we're going to look ahead and see what God has in store for us, because our God is always doing something new. Friends, we have a wonderful history. Over 35 years ago, Gary and Marilyn Skinner heard from God, and God told them to come to Kampala, Uganda, and plant an English-speaking church downtown Kampala. And they heard from God that if they were to be faithful with this vision, God was going to touch the city, the nation, and the story of Watoto would be heard all around the world. Today, by the grace of God, we have seen this promise begin to unfold, and there is much more that is yet to come. And we give God the praise because of what He's doing at Watoto Church. And so we have a wonderful vision, and it is a great vision. It is so big that I believe that we will never reach at the end of it in a lifetime. And that's what vision is like. It must be so big and very impossible for us to achieve in our own strength. But with God on our side, we believe that all things are possible. And so we have a vision. And all of us in this place, I believe we should be able to recite it from our hearts. Let's begin. We are an English-speaking, self-based community church, celebrating Christ, growing and multiplying as each one reaches one, touching those around us with the love of Jesus, bringing healing to the cities and the nations. Wow, that is an incredible vision statement, friends. This vision is all about national transformation. And we believe that we are a transformational church. God has called us to transform culture. He has called us to raise transformational leaders so that our beautiful city of Kampala can be transformed, so that our nation, Uganda, can be transformed, but also in whatever nation God calls us to, like South Sudan, we are believing that through us and God on our side, we are going to see transformation come to that beautiful nation of Southern Sudan. In short, we say that we celebrate Christ, but we also do what? Care for community. And over the years, God has enabled us to do so much. As I speak, I'm telling you, I cannot just say everything that we have done, but I'm just going to enumerate a few things that God has managed to do through us as we have collectively given towards this vision. As I speak, we have 13 celebration points. Come on, we can give praise for that. Not only that, we have 3 villages where we provide holistic care for the most vulnerable children. And over the years, we've been able to care for over 4,000 boys and girls. And many of them have grown, graduated, they're married, they have children. As we're taught, we have grandchildren through our child care ministries. That is amazing. We have 2 babies' homes. We have 7 schools, 3 clinics, neighborhood centers in Gulu and here in Kampala, where we are restoring dignity to the most vulnerable woman so that we can reach their children, raise them up to become future leaders. As Watoto, we have an international print all over the world. We have 13 offices, and all these offices are working and collaborating to make sure the vision that God has given to us becomes a reality. Would you celebrate our international people right now in this place? Let's celebrate them. But also a couple of years ago, we were moved to reach out to the girls in northern Uganda through the program called Keep a Girl in School. And over the years, we've been able to keep girls in schools by providing sanitary towels so that they don't have to drop out of school. And now the dropout rate is 0% because of our intervention. That's awesome. You see, friends, we are a part of an incredible ministry. God is using us and is working through us to transform people's lives by raising them up to become leaders so that we can rebuild a beautiful nation, Uganda. As I said in the beginning, we want to give thanks for what God has done. The Bible says in Psalm 106, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. We're going to give thanks. And as we celebrate what God has done in our past, but also we want to look ahead, because God is not the God of the past. God is the God of the future. And I believe that God has something in store for you, for your future, just as he has something for us collectively as Watoto Church. We have a great vision. And this vision requires all of us in this place, all of us watching online, to engage. We cannot sit by and watch things happen. God is calling all of us to be a part of what he's doing in this place. So together, we can write history for the glory of God. 2017 was a great year. We saw tremendous growth. And again, I want to say, this was because of the contribution of all of you. And today specifically, before I get into the numbers and stories, I want to take a moment and celebrate the thousands of men and women, boys and girls who give their time to volunteer by serving. Would you put your hands together and thank all our volunteers, cell leaders, ushers, zone leaders in the parking. Come on, if you're in this place, would you stand up? We want to celebrate you. All our volunteers in the worship team, singers, come on, stand up. Let's celebrate our friends everywhere. Come on, let's celebrate our friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are our heroes. Without you, we can never do what we do. Because of your generosity in giving of your time and talents, we have been able to create environments that I call environments of transformation. In these environments, people get to come when they're hungry, when they're empty, but they receive Jesus Christ. And that doesn't happen by mistake. It happens because you have served faithfully. And I have a story of one such a person who came and found Jesus because of the environments that we created. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Sam's story.
Around 2015, I joined a financial institution as working as a banking officer. And then 2016, unfortunately, we mismanaged finances at the branch where I was. It was me and the assistant manager. Later on, taken to court and then remanded to Luzira, Makshon Bay. As I speak right now, I'm on bail. But because of the experience I'd gone through, I realized I needed to turn my life back to God. I started coming to Watoto. At the time, I hadn't given my life to Christ. In the month of November, we had a series at church, Life Through the Book of James. Each time Pastor Eddie preached, I felt like he was talking to me. Verse 2 says that, consider it pure joy when faced with trials of many kinds, for the testing of your faith develops perseverance. At that time, I was truly going through so many kinds of trials. At the end of the series, I felt like God was calling upon me to come back to the kingdom. So I gave my life to Christ. Through discipleship, I discovered ministry, and immediately I connected with parking and security. There's been a lot of change in my life. I found a lot of peace, a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. I want to thank God that I met a family in cell. They're not just my cell members. They are my brothers and sisters. And the load has been lifted off my shoulders. I feel so light. I must admit, I'm one of the happiest people in the world.
So friends, church is about people like Sam, who come because they are troubled because of life's issues and their mistakes. But when they come, they find Jesus who transforms their lives and gives them a new purpose for living. Friends, I want to say thank you so much for creating this environment of transformation. And as I go through the numbers, I want you to remember these numbers are about that one individual like Sam. There could be 1,000 people, but each one of these 1,000 people represents a story of transformation. And together, we have done this. Now, last year, we saw many people finding Gwatoto Church as their home, and we grew by 8%, and that is awesome. We celebrate Jesus for that. But not only do we celebrate Jesus on the weekend, we celebrate Jesus in our small groups. Last year, 187 small groups were birthed, giving opportunity for many more people to do life together. 187. But guess what excites me the most? 10,764 people gave their lives to Christ. Come on, everybody. Wow. Wow. These 10,000 people are equivalent to about 5 mega churches around the world. Let me tell you, your generosity matters. It contributed towards these salvations. But what about in our financial giving? We gave generous last year, and through our total giving grew by 11% in a year when the economy was very bad. Let me tell you, that is great. That tells us as your leaders that God is at work in your lives, that even when the economy is bad, the economy of God has not changed in your lives. We celebrate with you. And so that's amazing. But also, every year we get to participate in an extravagant sacrificial love offering called My Miracle Missions Offering. And last year we gave generously, and this is the best miracle offering we've ever given, ever, in a very tough financial year. Our goal was to raise $1 million. Guess what we raised? $930,000. Come on. 930K. We almost got to the target. And we have used the money for what we said it was going to be used for. We blessed a neighborhood project in Juba. We gave a financial contribution to Israel. We donated, gave money to Power FM because Power FM reaches over 250,000 people who do not come to church. And so your giving is going on the airwaves and reaching to many more people who don't come here on a Sunday, but later they come to church. But also we invested, we gave to the mission of Shift, where we take this program to high schools and we reach out to teenagers using relevant messages. And 4,202 teenagers received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And every year as we give towards this mission's offering, we always give towards buying new property. And right now we've identified the piece of property we are negotiating. And come on, pray with us so that we can get this property and plant a new location. So 2017, 2018, maybe 2019 in January, we can plant campus number 14. Come on, everybody. That is awesome, isn't it? And so we bless other ministries like other churches in Uganda. In Koboko, we blessed St. Paul's Church of Uganda. We donated some money to Family Life Ministries, a ministry that helps us to engage the marketplace in terms of family-related issues. But also, we gave a donation to KCCA because they have a plan to refurbish the KCCA schools in Kampala so that education can be accessible, quality education. So you are doing this. You are shaping the educational culture of our city. You are doing this. But also the year before, we gave another offering, a miracle offering. And one of the projects that excites me is the children's church at Watoto Church Lubowa. In a month from now, we are going to be entering that building. I was there yesterday. The pastors were there. You can see the picture. It's getting into shape. And so our friends at Lubowa, we celebrate with you as we wait for our very own to be built. But in 2015 also, we gave towards building a children's church at Intinda. Now, I oversee the campus at Intinda, and this is on my heart. And my people are always asking me, what happened? What happened? What happened? And as leadership, we have done everything that we can to make sure that approvals are done. Because we are a church, we believe that we always operate above the table. We are people of integrity. And we've been going for approvals and we've been tossed back and forth. But as I'm speaking, we are remaining with two approvals. One from NEMA. When they give us that approval, we shall send everything to KCCA. And when that is done, we are going to break ground in Intinda so that our children at Intinda too can have a building. So pray for your leadership. Pray for us as we engage with our leaders in our communities. Because we know that our culture is not straightforward, but we will never bend corners. We shall go straight, and God is going to make a way for us. What about in cell? I'm so glad to say that over 14,000 people attended small groups last year, and these include our children. Now, small groups are very important. We don't just celebrate Christ and we gather on the weekend here. We believe in a church of this size, we need to be in a small group where you can be known as an individual. In small groups, you need to be known, do life together with other like-minded people. But also, when we do life together in these small groups, we get the opportunity to individually, but also collectively, participate in the different areas of vision of Watoto Church. And I want you to watch a story from the cell led by Cynthia on how life in a small group is impacting their lives. Watch this story.
Cell is a safe place, a place where you can grow, meet people of like faith, people that will encourage you, walk life's journey with you, the real meaning of doing life together. As a cell, we decided to be a part of what the church is doing in caring for community, and so we decided to sponsor Daisy together, and not just to make a financial contribution, but to also relate with her, bond with her, share our love and our lives with her, and just be a part of changing what her story is.
I've always wanted to sponsor a child, our total child, and for some reason I had never got to that part of my life. But when I joined CEL, I found there was already a child that was being sponsored, and it was very exciting to join and meet our sponsor child and be a part of her life. So that is one of the significant things I've experienced.
There was a tremendous change in my life after I joined CEL. I started to read my Bible a bit more and understand it on a deeper level. I started to enjoy my salvation.
Wow, that's what happens when we do life together. You see, there are many stories of transformation that are happening all over Kampala, Uganda, and Juba because of doing life together. I'm reminded of a story by a lady called Lydia. Lydia is a married woman, and the husband works overseas. And so Lydia, at a certain point in their life, they moved into a new location, but the husband was away. And when she moved into this new location, she had just lost her dad. She was going through a depression. Not only that, she was hypertensive. She discovered she had high blood pressure. In that community, she was lonely. The husband was away. But the people in the community from Watoto Church came to her and said, hey, we want to begin a small group in your house. And she accepted. And through that doing life with these other believers, what happened is not only was Lydia healed of the depression, she was declared healthy. She was set free from hypertension. And guess where Lydia is today? Lydia became the cell leader. She became the section leader, overseeing many cells. She became the zonal leader, overseeing many sections. Right now, she is the regional leader in a place in Gayaza. She has found purpose and meaning as a result of doing life together. Don't walk alone in this crowded city. There are people who are like-minded who would love to connect with you so you can do life together, but also find a purpose to live for that is bigger than yourself. Now, as a church, we celebrate Christ, but we also care for community. And one of the ways we do this is by doing seed projects every year. We do love activities. They're not the end in themselves. The reason we do these love activities in the community is to care for community, to serve the community needs, but also to connect with the community, because community matters. The people in the community matter, and everything that we do in the community, with the community, people notice that there are people who are filled with Jesus who love them. I like what the former deputy mayor of Nakawa Division said. He said, I want to greatly appreciate Watoto Church, for they have tried to put a positive change in the community. They are not looking at the spiritual area only, but making a positive change all around, even in the standards of living, cleanliness, and the rest. Thank you from the deputy of mayor of Nakawa Division. Friends, we are impacting community when we engage with the vision that God has given to us. Now, I could have moved on into the future, but I just want to look back in 2018, because from January up to now, there's some amazing things that have happened that I cannot go away without saying. The first thing is, through your generosity, we launched Watoto Church Entebbe. Everybody, this is because of your generosity. And it is growing like a mushroom. We need to pray for Pastor Graham. Today, there are over 1,000 people who gather to celebrate Jesus in Entebbe. That's awesome. But also this year, we experienced our highest attendance all over all our campuses. This year, we, on one weekend, we had over 32,000 people celebrating Christ in all our locations. Come on, let's celebrate this. And guess what? As we engage on this vision as people here in Uganda and in Juba, the world notices and they want to be a part of what we are doing. Recently, a friend of Marilyn Skinner, Priscilla Shara, if you know her, she was the lead actor in the movie War Room. She heard about the program that we are doing with the girls in Northern Uganda, Keep a Girl in School, and she was moved into action. And through her web broadcast and her network, she has raised over $450,000 towards Keep a Girl in School. Come on. Come on, let the world know that we are grateful. And we are going to use this money to invest in those wonderful girls and keep them in school in Juba, and I believe in Northern Uganda. Friends, through our collective generosity, God has enabled all of us here in the transformation of the thousands of people's lives. Friends, the church is at work. And friends, the church is the hope of the world. There's only one institution that God has entrusted with the responsibility of changing people's lives, and it is the church. The church is the hope of the world. You know why? Because we have the most powerful message. Our message, friends, the gospel, changes the hearts of people. Paul says in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord. For the gospel is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and to the Gentile." And this message has been entrusted to us. No message can touch the heart of a human being than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church, you and I, we are the hope of the world because we've been entrusted with this powerful, life-transforming message. But secondly, the church is the hope of the world because of the mission. We have such a grand mission of discipleship. In Matthew chapter 28, 18, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded, and I'm going to be with you until the end of the age." This is the mission that we are engaged with as Watoto Church. It is a mission of transformation, raising transformational leaders so they can rebuild our nation, Uganda. Friends, Uganda needs transformational leaders. And I believe the institution that can best do that is none other than the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But also, the church is the hope of the world because of Jesus, the Messiah. Now, Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples in the area of Caesarea Philippi. And then he asks the disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. Still others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Then Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?" Then Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. I tell you that on this revelation that I am the Messiah, I'm the Son of the living God, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will never prevail or overcome it." The church, you the church, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose here on earth will be loosed in heaven. You see, the gates of Hades were real altars where people were sacrificing their children. And they were sacrificing their children, these altars, seeking for a spiritual solution on the inside of them. They thought by giving their children these idols will solve their problems. But they were wrong. Because Jesus is the real God who can truly satisfy the needs of every human being. And so power, sex, money are being misused in our day-to-day. These are the altars of our day-to-day. People think when you have more power, you gain significance. But again, the more power you have, the more you don't want to leave the power. The more money you have, the more you want more money. So if this becomes the center of your life, let me tell you, you live a meaningless life. And people all around the world are searching for answers. And they think, get more power, get more money, change relationship. But let me tell you, these don't satisfy the needs of the people. Only Jesus can truly satisfy the needs of the people. And he has entrusted the message of the gospel that changes hearts and the mission of raising leaders to the church. And so you and I must be totally engaged with the vision of the church if we are going to draw these people who are searching to Jesus Christ. Because the church is the hope of the world. And the good news is this, friends, Jesus is the one building the church. And if Jesus is building the church, the gates of hell are going to be overcome in Jesus' name. And the only person God is waiting for to overcome the gates of Hades in our communities, in our marketplace, wherever we are, is you and I. We are the church. He says, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you shall loose, whatsoever you shall bind here on earth, heaven is going to respond. In other words, God is saying, I'm waiting for you to move and then I'm going to respond. What an awesome privilege we have, friends. Jesus is building the church. God is calling every one of you in this place to engage in this vision of transformation. We cannot just be bystanders. No. We must be totally engaged so that we can see transformation come to a beautiful country. Your contribution matters to the vision that God has entrusted us with. So what does the future look like for us as Watoto? Number one, we are going to continue planting more celebration points. Our goal is to plant 36 celebration points, and we're just a third. We've gone 13, we need to go to 36. We want to plant more campuses so that we can draw more people to Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Secondly, we want each and every one of you here to be in a small group. Because in a small group is where you can be known and know somebody. It's in a small group where you can be discipled so that you can truly become a transformational leader in your community. So you need to be in a small group. We are going to continue caring for community through seed projects. We are going to continue caring for the vulnerable children in our three villages of Watoto. But also want to reach out to the vulnerable woman through Watoto neighborhood and her child by providing education. And so we're going to build schools, quality schools for these children and our children. But also want to create employment. Our vision is to see many of you prosper, build factories, but employ these women. But also want to make sure that if you have a business and you need workers, we got a workforce ready for you. Employment for these women. But also want to provide for them healthcare and housing. Now, we are not talking about something we're going to do in the future. We are talking about something that we are already doing today. Watoto Neighborhood has been going on, and through this Watoto Neighborhood initiative, we've been able to restore dignity to over 4,000 women. Some of them have been skilled, and they are ready to work. And so I want you to watch a video, and Pastor Julius is going to be asking you to do something.
Hello, Watoto family. I'm standing in one of our neighborhoods here in Kampala that as a church, we are reaching out to, especially to the thousands of vulnerable women that live in these communities. One thing we want to do, and we've been talking about it, is to create opportunities for employment for these vulnerable women. So I want to invite you, the business community, businessmen and women, would you consider creating space in your business to employ one of these women? We have done what we could to disciple them and mentor them and give them skills, and now they are ready to do something that will give them dignity by doing a job. Please, do come. Let us know how we can bring these beautiful women to find work in your business. I know God will be honored as you open up your business to provide jobs for these vulnerable women. Thank you for being a part of the vision and the dream God has given to us through Watoto Neighborhood. God bless you.
And many of these women, they come in without Jesus. By the time they leave us, Jesus is the Lord of their lives. So we are reaching people for Jesus Christ through Watoto Neighborhood. Now you may be asking, how can I engage as an individual? I have four ways I want you to engage with the vision that God has given to us. If you are engaged on one level, I want to ask you to go to the next level. If you're not engaged at any level, at least begin with one level, all right? Because all of us can do something to the vision that God has given to us. So, the first level of engagement is join a small group. Join a small group. And in our foyer, you're going to find a cell table where there could be a group in your neighborhood. So go in a foyer, through these doors, talk to the people at the information table, join a small group. But also, if you're there and you believe you can host one, come on, ask us. If you believe you can form one, we will train you. But you cannot just do nothing. Join a small group. The second level of engagement is this. Give of your finances. It takes lots of money to do what we're doing. Give regularly, consistently, and cheerfully of your tithe. The tithe is 10% of everything that God blesses you with, your income, 10%. We return it to honor God. But also, as Watoto Church, we give financially at three levels, mainly. Number one is the tithe. The second way is build God's house, and we put that in the red bag. It's going to be happening later in this service. And that helps us to build God's house. Two, build buildings, maintain, to make sure we are creating these environments of transformation. But also, the third way that we give is by the My Miracle Missions offering. And this year, we are going to participate in that giving at the end of October on the weekend of the 27th and 28th. So please prepare right now. Begin to pray and begin to serve, because for me, that's the best weekend of our lives here at Watoto Church. So give your tithe. Bring an offering towards Build God's House. Every month, you can come at 20K not flying crane. But every time we gather, at least you have a 500 shilling coin called the rolling crane. All of us can do something. And then later, at the end of the month of October, My Miracle Missions offering. So, join a small group. That's level number one. The second level of engagement is give of your money. Level number three, serve. It takes the effort of thousands of volunteers to make sure celebrations are happening here every weekend, but also having them in the small groups. We need more people to engage. Because the more people we have serving, the more we have an army to welcome the lost to become part of these pews. Serve. Give of your time. Speak to your pastor. All of us can do something. All of us. We have a gift, we have a skill that we can bring to the table. Some of you are musically talented. All the guys you saw on the stage here, none of them is paid to do this. They are giving of their talents and time. So please give of your time. Serve. But also finally, I want you to pray. You see, this vision God has given to us, we can never do it in our own strength. If it is a God-given vision, we must depend on God for the fulfillment of this vision. Prayer matters. That is why this last week, we took a week off to pray and fast. And one of the things we prayed for was the vision of Wachoto, because we acknowledge it is his vision and we need him to fulfill the vision that God has given to us. But also pray on what you can do in this vision. Some of you, you are skilled at levels beyond my ask of engagement. And I'm going to share a brief story about this. A few years ago, the children's choir traveled across Kampala, Wachoto Children's Choir, singing and raising sponsors in a celebration point. In one of the celebration points, at the end of the concert, the pastor said, "Hey, pray so that God can lead you to do much more than sponsoring a child." And then a gentleman by the name of Julius heard God speak to him, "What do you have?" And then he had the skill of training, raising leaders. And this past week and the other week, we had what we call the Train Initiative. And it was because Julius listened, prayed to God, and God talked to him. And through the effort of Julius, together with many coaches from around the world, we had the Train Initiative, where we've raised the leadership capacity of our city, and we have raised thousands of dollars for our children at Wachoto. When you pray, God speaks. And when he speaks and you act, trust me, great things he is able to do. Friends, we do all that we do because people matter. Because you matter to God. You matter. You are not insignificant to God. God cares about you personally. God loves you personally. He gave his son, Jesus Christ, for you as an individual. Yes, you are in the crowd, but God cares about you. You matter. And in his vision of life, he has a vision for you. He has a purpose for you. And he wants you to grow to become the disciple he wants you to become. And it only happens if you would say, "God, I'm taking the next step of engagement. Here I am. Use me." And as you do that, God is going to build you up. And you are going to become that kind of leader that God would entrust with his vision and mission. So you matter. But also the lost people who think more money, more sex, more power is going to fulfill their hearts, they matter. The reason we exist as a church is to make sure the lost can find a home called church where they can be loved, where they can grow and become who God wants them to become. The lost people matter. But also those who are hurting in the community, they matter. They're crying out, "God, why me? Would you send an angel to me?" And you know who God sends? It is the church. The Bible says, at the center of all this, Christ rules the church. The church you see is not peripheral to the world, but the world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. Every time the church speaks, it is God himself that is speaking. If we don't speak, nobody is going to know the good news of God's grace. We are his mouthpiece today. Our voice matters in our community, friends. The church is Christ's body through which he acts. Every time we stretch our hands and move towards those who are hurting and we embrace them and we tell them God loves you, it is as if the hands of Jesus have been stretched forth to care for the needy. If we don't do that, God is going to be absent in the lives of those people. Every time we walk into the community and we plant new churches in Entebbe, we plant new churches in areas where there are no churches, it is God Himself moving in that community so that healing can come close to the people who are asking God, where are you? The church is Christ's body through which He speaks, through which He acts, by which He fills every place with His presence.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this message has inspired you to spread the love of Jesus. If you would love to know more information about us, please visit www.watotochurch.com.